Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Yeah, there should be some passion. This doesn't have to be boring.
Boring, boring.
Hey, one thing the game needs is more people like you. You.
Still have grown men run around tight pants.
It's Mookie Betts.
This is Daniel Bard.
It's Steve Aoki.
Here's Saul Tillamacchia.
This is Brock Holt.
Hey, this is John Lester.
Baseball
isn't boring.
Welcome to Baseball Isn't Boring. Here's your host, Rob Radford.
Well, baseball isn't boring, and a guy who represents everything about baseball not being boring because of the path he has taken and also where he has landed as the manager of the Chicago White Sox, Pedro Grifol. Pedro, how are you? Thanks so much for joining us, man.
It's my pleasure. I'm doing well. Thank you.
And Courtney, of course, we aren't going to do a Chicago-based podcast, Baseball Isn't Boring podcast, without Courtney Finnegan. Our boots on the ground, she does a lot of things for the podcast, but most importantly, Pedro, this is the voice of the White Sox fan right here. This is Courtney. Courtney knows what's what when it comes to everything with the White Sox. And so I'm glad that she was able to join. So Courtney, what's going on?
Rob, always a pleasure. Pedro, welcome to Chicago. We're very excited to have you. Very, very excited.
Thank you.
Pedro, this truly, like, the Chicago White Sox are excited to have you. You could tell that from the press conference. And I look forward to talking with you because, like I said, I really like admire your path that you have been on to get to this point. I like to pick your brains in terms of where do you think baseball's going. You know, you were part of an organization which I respect tremendously. We had on Dayton Moore on the podcast, and and I think really, really high of Dayton. And he, going throughout the years with Dayton in Kansas City, Pedro, he like the way that he talked about not only the major league coaching staff. But I remember one of the things he told me always stuck. He said, I want to make sure that our minor league managers and coaches are amongst the best compensated in the game. I mean, is that a thing for you? Does that make any sense?
You know what? It does. I heard him say that plenty of times. I as a farm director, I thought the same thing. You know, their responsibilities are over the roof when it comes to taking on a team, going to an affiliate. They're responsible for not only, you know, the baseball fundamentals, but they're responsible for these kids and the staff. And so they have a lot of responsibilities in the minor leagues when they leave for their season, and he always spoke about minor league managers as precious and the heart of the organization.
Yeah, and he did. And you go back to when he had the sort of the missive at the during the pandemic, and when they were laying everyone off, and I think Dayton stood up and really said, "This is the heart and this is the soul of baseball going forward." And I think you're another example of this, but. Before we get going, and Courtney does have some really, really good White Sox questions. You're going to trust me on this one. But I want to do this, is that I mentioned to you on the phone, I said we had Eduardo Perez on. And it was funny, Pedro, because that day, like I think as we were doing it, was during the World Series, he's like, I know who's going to be the White Sox manager. I can't tell you, but I know who's going to be it. And by the way, this is how great Pedro Grifol is. Yes.
Well, that's my best friend in the world. And he, as a matter of fact, I got a cool story about that. So they told me I was going to be the next guy about 4 or 5 days before it was announced, and I had to keep it quiet. So, and my biggest thing to Rick and Kenny and everybody is how in the heck am I going to keep this thing quiet? I got people calling me all over the place. Right. So, and we came up with this, just this terms like, hey, you know what, everything's moving in the right direction, you know. So every time somebody would call me and say, how's it going, you got anything for me, my answer would be, you know, everything's moving in the right direction. And I try to kind of give them a little sign with my face and eyes, like everything's moving in the right direction, but for some reason nobody really got that, you know. They wanted to hear it from me, like, yeah, I'm gonna be the next guy. Well, Eddie calls me prior to game, I think it was game 6 or something. And he calls me FaceTime. It was probably 15, 20 minutes before the game started. And he was, I think he was going to do radio, Spanish radio or something. And he's calling me FaceTime. He goes, what have you heard? And I said, you know, I just heard that everything's moving in the right direction. And then he goes, you know, I just got word that so-and-so is out of the race. You know, and I'm like, yeah, I knew that. And then he put this face, like we always used to talk about, this puppy dog face. I'm like, you know what? Like, I can't. I looked at my wife. She was right next to me. I'm like, I can't lie to him anymore. And I said, you know what, Eddie? Everything's moving in the right direction, and it's all going to be really good. And he looked at me like, and he went like this and shook his head. And I'm like, everything's going to be good. And then he just started crying. Got really emotional. So did I. Really? My wife. Yeah, really emotional. And then he just like, you know what, I got to call you back. And he just hung up on me and then called me back about five or six minutes later. But it was a cool moment. And not too long ago, we had a little get together at the house, and my wife was doing the toast, and she told that story, and he was there, and all my friends were there. It was pretty cool. It was a pretty cool moment.
See, I would have added the story about, and I remember what day it was. It was the day after the rainout of the World Series. So it was the day after the rain of the World Series. That next morning, we were doing the podcast. And like I said, he wasn't giving me a face, but it was like, oh, yeah, you know who's really, 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 really good. So, yeah, sure. And we cruise through like whatever other kid it is. Oh, yeah, but you know who's really good. And yeah, so. Yeah. But
he's,
hey,
my listen. Biggest fan. You know, we've been best friends for a long, long time. And we've. You know, his dreams are mine and mine are his, you know, and we've followed each other's careers. And we've talked about this for a long, long time. And we've talked about it the other way too, when he wanted to manage in the big leagues,
yeah.
You know, and, you know, we always talked about being together, you know, but he's got a really good gig now that he really, really enjoys. And you know, I got one that I'm going to really, really enjoy as well. So
has it hit home for you yet, Pedro? I mean, has it,
you know what, it has, just because, you know, the amount of work that you do and the amount of people that you need to, you know, to speak to on a daily basis, and you're involved in a lot of things and free agency and send spring training up and, just getting to know everybody in the organization and the performance, science and the trainers and players and everybody. So the work itself, it has hit home, like, okay, you know, it's here. But every once in a while, my wife and I are just sitting down and she'll say, like, you know, you're the manager of the Chicago White Sox. And I'm like, yeah, you know what? Yeah. So that part's pretty cool. But we're more than prepared for this. I'm not going to say we're ready because I don't think anybody is ever ready for something they do for the first time. But we are prepared, you know, based on experiences that that we've had as a family and that I've had, you know, in the multiple positions that I've held, you know, in my last 22 years.
Well, I think that, you know, we would be doing it because I know that you're prepared and I know that, like you said, you're always evolving and that you're going to have things come along that you don't know, you don't expect and everything else. But this is one of the things that have made put you in this position because you've gone through so many layers. As well, this is the next layer. Courtney Finnecombe asking you Chicago White Sox questions. All right. So, Courtney, she already told me these are good questions, Pedro. So, thank Courtney, you ready? Are you ready, Courtney?
I have been ready for this. Pedro, I really am extremely excited to have you on today. When Rob texted me last night, I'm like, this is what I've been primed for. So I'm very excited to have you. Truly.
Yeah, thank you so much. I appreciate that.
But as Rob said in the beginning, you know, I really, truly have a pulse on what's going on with this White Sox team. And I did my own, even before this interview, I did my own research on you. And I know you know my good friend, Adam Jones, right? Adam's
absolutely
a good friend.
Oh, yeah.
He absolutely sang your praises. And I very much trust Adam, you know, times a thousand. Him and I view baseball very similarly. So I know you're going to be my kind of guy just for that reason alone.
Yeah.
So he sang your praise. I did my own research on you, and you do seem like you have a good baseball head on your shoulder. It's such a breath of fresh air for me. So I'm excited.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
But kind of
so,
just
is that, so is that the question, Courtney? How awesome is it to be awesome?
I don't even have to ask a question. I already know he's going to be awesome.
All right, I know.
Yeah. But just kind of jumping into it, Pedro, you know, you saw this White Sox team in 2022 quite a bit with the Royals. You know, jumping kind of when you saw them play at Kauffman at Guaranteed Rate, what really stood out to you the most that they were lacking? You know, this was a team that was primed to win 90 plus games as they were projected to win 95 games. A lot of people thought this was a World Series contender. What did you see that was maybe a flaw that you could fix right away? What was your first impressions of the 2022 White Sox?
Well, first and foremost, extremely talented club. I mean, I think it's, you know, second to none, really, when you talk about the amount of talent that they put on the field at, you know, in 2022 on a daily basis. The one thing that I always go back to is, you know, in game planning for, you know, to play against the White Sox, it wasn't so much what can you do to beat them, it's what type of energy and what type of team is coming out there to play against you that particular day. Let's not forget that there was a lot of injuries in 2022. Very rarely did you see a full squad out there together. And that's really, really important. Those are things that we're addressing heavily at the moment. And we're preparing, you know, player plans on how to get these guys ready to play in, you know, on opening day, whether it's, you know, playing a little more in spring training, playing a little less. So as individual basis are concerned, you know, we're setting up plans to see how we can keep these guys, you know, healthy and get them ready to go for opening day. But as a team, like I said, the energy was a big part of it. You know, I can't deny that. You know, that's something that I saw from the other side. And if the energy was high and they were ready to play that day, you had your hands full. And that's just the bottom line. If the energy wasn't high, and you can tell from the very beginning, if the energy wasn't high, then, you know, you obviously had a good chance to win a ball game. The other part was, you know, the fundamentals. There was a lot of times where, you know, when we were preparing for them, we were always telling our guys, make sure you're running the bases hard. Make sure you're thinking an extra base. These guys miss a lot of cutoff guys. You know, they're not fundamentally sound when it comes to the details of the game. So these are all things that throughout the course of the year, playing them 18 times, you know, you see, been in the Central for 10 years, and more or less, that's been a little bit of their DNA. 2021, they were just so talented and everybody stayed healthy that even through those mistakes, you felt like, you know, you got your hands full because they were just so talented. But right. But when you're missing a player or two like they were this past year, you can definitely capitalize on some of the fundamental mistakes that they made on a daily basis.
So before you go to the question number two, Courtney, I want to check off after, and you have three out of the four total questions from Courtney. But one of the things I want to do, was that question asked, and it's a good question, was that asked in the interview?
Oh, of course. And then they asked it just like Courtney did right now. I mean, that was one of the first questions. You know, what do you got on this 2022 club, and how do you see us, and what can you do to help us peak at a level where we can be playing October baseball? So, I mean, it's a question that is there. I don't think there's a podcast, an interview, a press conference, anything that I've done. Based on the White Sox, I don't get that question posed to me. So it's real, you know. It's what we experienced from the other side, looking at the 2022 White Sox. So, but again, it's a very talented club that I think just focusing on a few of those little things, this club gets better immediately just on that alone.
Well, but I think that Courtney phrased it with much more panache than Rick Hahn. I'll just say that. So there you go. Yeah. Excellent job, Courtney.
Thank you. But, you know, I want to hit on what you said about the 2021 team, because I agree they were healthy. They played good baseball. Now, they had the benefit of playing in a weaker division, which we know. I do want to call out the fact that they were outclassed in the playoffs by the Astros. You know, you looked at that 2021 team and they were very good, but when they played the Astros, they matched up with them. It was night and day, Pedro. It was night and day. So I guess my follow-up question to you is, how are you going to sort of tweak? I mean, we have a new coaching staff, which I love how the new hitting coach is like, listen, we're not going to be a singles hitting team anymore, which is fantastic. I guess, how are you going to tweak those fundamentals when you come across like a Houston Astros team that is so, I mean, if you saw the 2020 playoffs, they were head over heels better than the White Sox fundamentally. So I guess, what is something that you want to implement right away fundamentally for this White Sox team to match up better against the Houston Astros or even the Cleveland Guardians for that matter?
Yeah, of course. You know, these are the details that you go to spring training with, right? And the energy and the plan that you have in spring training. And everybody that's going to put on a White Sox uniform wants to play October baseball. Okay, that's a given. Well, there's things you got to do to be able to play in October. You know, you got to be able to be fundamentally sound, and you got to be able to get after it every single day, and not just in the game. I mean, your game is going to reflect how you practice, right? So I think spring training is really important for us. I think our practices are really important. The intensity level that we practice with, the work that we do, the details that we go out there expecting from all of us, not just the players, coaches as well. It's going to be critical to developing the culture that is necessary for us to compete against the teams that are great, like the Houston Astros. And, you know, let's not forget, we open up our 4-game set against Houston. So basically, you know, it's going to be, you know, what type of spring training did you have, and how's the culture right now when you're facing the world champions? So that's a really good test for us. I'm glad that it's like that. I'm glad that we're going to watch Houston get their rings. I'm glad that we have to sit through that. And, you know, because there's no doubt in my mind that when we do the things that we're supposed to, there's no doubt that we can be playing October baseball and compete with the best teams in baseball.
So, Pedro, I would one of my goals every podcast, we had a podcast with Dustin Pedroia, and Pedroia was talking about watching the Jeter documentary. He said, after I watched that Jeter documentary, I went into my cage and I started hitting lasers. And I was like, I wouldn't be leading the league hitting if I still had my knees, right? But my point is that that's what I'm here to do. That's what we're here to do. We're here to get you fired up. So by the end of this, I want you storming out and doing whatever you want to do in terms of practicing management. But
I'm here to call my coaching staff and have a Zoom call. Let's go.
That's what we're here for, though. I can feel the passion already. And this is, you know, it's early January. And but that's what this is about. The calendar has turned, and Courtney is here to get us all fired up with some pointy White Sox questions. What do you got, Courtney? What's next?
And I just want to also add to the whole Houston Astros getting the ring thing. That's Jose Abreu wearing an Astros uniform. Pedro, that's that's got to be you're a Cuban, correct? You're Cuban.
I am.
I mean that. I mean, how do you feel losing someone like Jose Abreu in the clubhouse? And I mean, that's going to be tough.
That's a good question. And one of the things, that's a good question, Cordy. And that's one of the topics that I love talking about. We've done it a lot about the presence of the clubhouse, because Pedro, a lot of times, you know, teams are built so much on analytics. Oh, you know, we're not going to prioritize that 30 something year old, you know, who may be seeing better years for the guy with a 5 ERA who we think we can adjust his grip on his slider and get, you know, we're going to take his 40 man spot. And we've talked a lot about the presence, the importance of the presence in the clubhouse. And as Cordy said, I mean, I would imagine that Abreu was a pretty good big presence in that. And I guess I would just follow up what Cordy says, like same thing as she's asking. So how are you going to sort of establish that? And do you think you have guys to do that?
You know, first of all, Abreu is irreplaceable. I mean, you're talking about one of the best White Sox players in the history of the organization. And he's a guy that played hurt, played hard, performed year in and year out, was the face of the franchise for a long time. So it's hard to replace Jose Abreu. But the fact of the matter is he's not with us anymore. He's with Houston. Now we got to prepare to beat Jose Abreu and the Houston Astros. And you know what? One of the things that I'm looking forward to is seeing who is going to take that spot, who is going to be the face of the franchise and the leader in the clubhouse. And I heard a long time ago that, you know, leadership is 10% given and 90% taken, right? So I know for a fact that we have guys in that clubhouse that, you know, that have those abilities. Remember, part of leadership is also being able to perform daily on the field and having good years. And we have, you know, we have a pretty good number of guys that are capable of doing that. So that part is, you know, is taken care of. Now we got to go to the other part of it, which is, you know, what kind of leader are you going to be if you can really do this thing and what it takes to lead. I'm certain that in that clubhouse, we're going to have one or two guys that are going to take over and do that for this ball club.
You know, hey, Joe, yeah. Oh, go ahead, Gordon.
Because you're giving me great segues into my questions.
Oh, so I'm not going to interrupt it with my Eric Hosmer analogy.
Yeah, no, we don't want your Eric Hosmer analogy.
Yeah. It's a good one. In synopsis, Courtney, I'll just say this, is that Eric Hosmer said he learned it from Raul Ibanez when you guys were in Kansas City together. So, it's a very real thing. And I know that you'll be able to identify, I think there's some guys in there probably that can do it. But that said, Courtney, what's the segue?
So my little segue that I want, you gave me that. Thank you, Pedro, is who do you see? I mean, we mentioned about the injuries. I mean, that was definitely a killer for sure. Who do you see potentially being that breakout star for the White Sox? Who could potentially replace? And like we said, very hard man to replace. But who do you think could step up to fill Abreu's shoes?
Yeah, there's a number of guys, you know, and we can't, you know, Tim Anderson is one of those players that I'm sure can take on that role. You know, but nobody's had to do it for a while. Why? Because Abreu's been there, right? So again, it's going to be something that's going to be new to this ball club. We are going to be there to facilitate that. And it's not just Tim Anderson. I think there's more capable players that have the ability to do that. Like I said, you know, I learned this a long time ago, probably my first or second year after I was done playing and I was in player development. Leadership is really 90% taken. And, you know, sometimes when there is a leader in the clubhouse, you just don't take it. Why? Because there's already one in place. But when that player is gone, you might see three or four guys come on and say, you know what, I'm going to lead this ball club. And part of it is you got to perform on the field. You got to be a professional. You got to come to play every day. You got to play hurt. You got to play hard. You know, so all these things are big, big factors, you know, to becoming, you know, a leader. And we have guys that are more than capable of doing that in every position. So, you know, we'll see. I wasn't in the clubhouse last year. I know these guys a little bit. I don't know them, you know, as well as I'm going to know them after spring training. And as well as I'm going to know them after a half of baseball and after a season. But I'm, you know, speaking to a lot of them, I'm certain we're going to have some guys step up and become leaders of this ball club.
So that was also kind of a two-way question as well. You've kind of had some good conversations already with some of the players. You've Zoomed or had a phone conversation. You're getting to know them a little bit so far in the offseason as well.
Yeah, I've spoken to almost everybody. Maybe there's a couple of guys that we've kind of texted back and forth. But for the most part, I've had communication with everybody at least once, some of them four or five times. I backed off a couple weeks ago, and then the coaches started calling. So we've had really, really good dialogue with our players. They're excited. Everybody's excited to go. I'm looking forward to a really good hard spring training.
Love that. That's what we need. What we need, Pedro.
Do you guys have, I should know this, Pedro. Do you have WBC guys?
Oh yeah, yes. We have a ton. Yeah. And we don't know yet if we're going to have a couple of our Cuban guys play for the Cuban team. That's also been out there, but they're still working through some of that stuff. Moncada and Luis Robert, those guys are supposedly participating for the Cuban national team, but we haven't heard for sure yet. But yeah, I mean, Tim Anderson, Eloy Jimenez, Lance Lynn, there's some guys out there that are
WBC, man, it's the gift, it's a gift and it's a curse. Man, like I'm excited.
You know what? Let me give you my feelings on that.
Yes.
The good part, I'm a glass half full guy, okay? And the good part to this is that we got to get these guys ready to play in the 10th of March. And not just play, but play big-time baseball, right? Because the environment is going to be huge. That series here in Miami is going to be an unbelievable environment. I think every seat is sold. Mm-hmm. You got Venezuela, Dominican, Puerto Rico. I forget who the last team is, maybe Spain or something like that. But every seat is sold. You can't just come in here with a couple of days of batting practice thinking you're going to turn it on, because you're going to get your lunch handed to you. So these guys are aware. They're aware that they got to prepare and prepare quickly and be ready to play that type of baseball in that type of environment. So I see this as just another step in getting our guys ready to play in Houston opening day.
All right, Courtney, come on, keep the momentum going. We got. I don't want to even introduce a glass half empty scenario. I want to keep the momentum. Believe me, someone who's covered the WBC going back to when Daisuke came back throwing 80 miles an hour. I won't mention that, Pedro.
No.
So, Courtney, keep the momentum going here.
So again, Pedro, I do appreciate your time, but I did want to kind of sum up by asking you. What are your first impressions of the White Sox organization? I mean, this is your first time as manager. I mean, long overdue, as I've heard from a lot of guys talking and singing your praises. What have been your first impressions of Kenny, Rick? I mean, how have they treated you?
You know what? My first impression was the first interview that I had. 15, 20 minutes into the interview, it just felt different. That was my seventh interview. Most of them were just formal interviews. Just, you sit down, they prepare you with questions. There was very little human element, relationship type of, going on. It was just more of a corporate. 15, 20 minutes into that interview, it just felt different. I felt like there was a connection. I got out of the interview. It's supposed to be an hour and a half and it lasted like 3 hours. I got out of there. My wife was, waiting for me there at the hotel lobby. She said, how'd it go? And I said, I think this one's real. I think this one's different. This one felt different. I think it's real. And then, you go out, you go into round two and you add Kenny Williams into it. And that was really, it's like I said in the interview, it felt like we were just in the clubhouse talking baseball 20 years ago, the way it used to be. It was just a really comfortable environment. And then we added, Jerry, and I met with Jerry and Rick and Kenny twice, at night and then in the morning for breakfast. And it felt the same. But the most incredible feeling was when we went up for the press conference and my wife and my kids were there, and the way they treated us, it just felt like home. It really did. It felt really, really good. Everybody in the stadium, baseball operations and PR department, they were just so nice. They treated us like we have been there for years and years, and it was just a really good feeling. I'm really grateful and happy to be a part of this organization. And let's not forget that this organization is a small front office. It's not as big as most organizations. Yep. So it's very personal. It's a very family-like environment that I'm really enjoying.
Eat good dinners, though. I am a true Chicagoan. I need to know where they took you. I gotta see.
That's a great question. Excellent question.
I listen.
You know what? We didn't really go to dinner. You know why? Because that night we had the Blackhawks played, and we went to the game that night, and then the next morning we went to the school to read to the kids, and then we had the Vienna Beef Factory that we went there to, you know, buy some hot dogs for everybody there, which was a great experience. And then we were on a plane. So it was it was 48 hours. It was quick. But I enjoyed every single minute of it. And you know what? And my family did too. And they were included in the process, which was really important for me because they've been through this with me for 22 years. I mean, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for them. So I was just happy to see them be a big part of this.
Go ahead, Courtney.
You need any restaurant recommendations?
Oh yeah.
I need one. I got one set up for the day after tomorrow, but maybe tomorrow I need one.
Courtney, come on, get lock one in. Give your best advice.
What do you got?
Chicago. I assume you're a steak guy, right? Got to be a steak guy.
I am, of course. Yeah.
Chicago Cuts or Bevette's, they'll take very good care of you.
Okay, say it again. Chicago
Cuts, very easy. Okay. So Steve and Kat, UT, yeah. Chicago Cuts. And then Bevette's. Bevette's. Okay. Is your wife going with you on this trip?
Yep. Yeah, my wife and one of my daughters.
Go to Bevette's. Bevette's. Yep.
Okay. Bevette's.
Nice dark lighting for you guys. Great steaks, great wine. Cannot go wrong.
All right. Because I was going to call Eddie, because Eddie had told me, I got a great steak place for you to. I wonder if it's the same one. Because he had FaceTimed me from there. I met the owner through FaceTime, and he was like, you know what? When you're in town, come on back. I wonder if it's the same one.
I bet it's Chicago Cuts because all the athletes go to Chicago Cuts. I bet that's what it is. I know the owner as well. He's wonderful. But if you're bringing your wife, go to Bevette's.
Listen, Pedro, if you're going to ask someone about tipping pitches, ask Eduardo Perez. If you're going to ask someone about steakhouses in Chicago, you ask Courtney Finicum. All right. This is science.
Love it.
So we appreciate your time. And so the last question I have, which is going to be basically, why isn't baseball boring? We asked everybody this, and Eduardo gave us a Hall of Fame 4-minute answer. You can just give whatever you want, whatever it can be.
I'm curious to hear what he said.
I can't even summarize it. It was basically, I said at the end of it, we should transcribe it, put it on a plaque in the Hall of Fame, because he got into like, you know, growing up as a kid, and it was. So, you know, we have all ranges of this. I mean, I have Jonathan Papelbon saying, is grown men wearing tight pants? I have, you know, whatever some of the other one? I don't even remember. It's like they're all over the place. But this is one of the great things about baseball, right? Is I just had an actor talking about, we just had an actor on, and he was saying how what's great about it is going from first to throw in from right field. I said, oh, man, you scratch right where I itch. That's like my favorite play, right? But before I ask you that, Courtney, last chance. Any pointed, any questions, anything? This is your manager right here, Courtney. Anything sure. last? Any last things?
No, honestly, Pedro, you answered pretty much everything that I'm concerned about. I mean, believe me, I'm young, but I have an old school mind, so I still love the old school baseball mentality. And I can see that you have that, which talk about scratching me where I itch. I mean, that's kind of what I'm looking for, that I want. The lack of fundamentals drove me nuts. The striking out drove me nuts. not getting on base drove me nuts. And if you can rectify that somehow, which it sounds like you can, Pedro, you're the manager of the year, man. I'm ready.
I was just going to ask you, what do you think we need to do? I mean, you watch the team play last year. I was going to flip it on you a little bit and say, what do you think?
Flip it on me. Yeah. I mean, like I said, Pedro, this is nobody has a better pulse on the White Sox than I do. I truly pride myself of that. So the lack of fundamentals drove me nuts. You know, the poor defense, like you said about the Royals, take the extra base against the Sox because they're missed guys every time. That kind of stuff drove me nuts. And I want guys that get on base. I want guys that take walks. I want outfielders that know how to play their position. What a concept. I just want good fundamentals. I want a baseball team. And I know you know what I mean when I say that. I want an Astros-like team. I don't want a bunch of DHs playing in the field. I don't know what they're doing defensively. So I really am looking for a true baseball team. You got a guy like Andrew Vaughn, who's a baseball player, and give me 9 of those every time. You know, I am really looking for a solid, fundamental baseball team. And I think you can bring that. I hope you can bring that.
Yeah, well, you know, part of that, I think everybody that puts on a major league uniform for the most part, knows what fundamentals are about, because that means they've been playing for a long, long time. They've been playing at a high level, and they've been taught by the best coaches in the world. And I just think winning baseball, like having that mentality to win a baseball game, brings better fundamentals. I really do believe that. I think if you're focused on how can we win this baseball game tonight, you're going to do things right to be able to win a game, because winning a major league baseball game is a hard thing to do. But the one thing that's true is that if you make less mistakes than the other club, you're probably going to win the game, right?
Yep.
And most of these guys have been winners before, whether it's in their little league, college, minor leagues, they've been a part of winning clubs. And let's not forget that they won a division in 2021. So they have a feel of what it's like, you know, to be a part of a winning team. And they know that to be a part of a winning team, you have to be fundamentally sound. So I think the foundation has been laid for this ball club. I just think that we need to remind ourselves what it takes to win a baseball game, you know, yes, and every night, and what it takes to be playing baseball in October. So we're going to get that part of it right. That's going to be a part of our culture.
I love it. You know, we had Torrey Lovello on, and I asked him, I said, all right, you walk in the clubhouse first day, you get on the stool, what are you saying? You know, and you got me going like he did. Except he said, let the Dodgers and Giants and Padres spend all the money. It's different, but it's the same. The point is that you're getting us all fired up for baseball. I think you got Courtney fired up, right? Right, Courtney? Yeah, let's go. Pedro, go ahead.
Pedro, I go to spring training every year, and I'm very excited to see a hard spring training, guys doing things the right way. I need that in my life. I need that in my life.
Yeah, well, you're going to get it.
Pedro, again, I appreciate your time. Last thing, like I said, tell me why baseball isn't boring.
You know what? Every once in a while, I'm watching a game and there's a bang bang play at first. A guy throws 100 miles an hour. The ball leaves the yard, and you start wondering, like, how in the world was this game developed, and who, you know, and like what type of mentality, like. You know, 90 feet is perfect. 60 feet, 6 inches is perfect. And the dimensions, for the most part, are perfect. Foul pole to foul pole, the catcher, you know, it's like, you know, if you really start thinking about all these things, this game can't be boring. And then you look at all the intricacies of the game and the little plays that, you know, some people may understand, some people may not understand, but those are the things that win baseball games. And I think that if you understand that, or if you try to learn those things, you're going to find out that this game is not boring at all. This game is a pretty fun game to watch when you know the little things that allow your club that you're cheering for win that particular night. So the roster is almost perfect. 25, 26 men. I mean, it's, you know, the starters. I mean, everything was created perfectly for this beautiful game. So whoever says this game is boring, we got to have another podcast for that.
You can't trust people that think baseball is boring.
We never trust those people. And I'm telling you what, you may have beat Eduardo Perez. Congratulations.
You know what? I like Papelbon's answer. You know, grown men wearing tight pants.
I certainly love that. That's an added bonus.
Exactly.
We got away from that. We got away from that for a while. We were wearing those baggy pants, but now they're back. Now the tight pants are back.
I like guys that wear the high socks. That's my favorite. Sock.
Yeah.
So can you have like one day in spring training, Courtney Finnecombe day, tight pants and high socks? There you go.
And good fundamentals, Robin. Good fundamentals.
Oh, I'm sorry. Good fundamentals, of course. Pedro, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure, and I look forward to talking down the road. You can get a T-shirt, you get a book, and most importantly, Pedro, you get a VIP invitation to the book party in Arizona. So
you got it. Let's do it.
All right.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I
feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.